Now, finally this week, a mini dinosaur's been found.
Yes, a new species. It sounds rather cute, doesn't it? A miniature meat-eating dinosaur has been discovered, and it's the smallest one that's ever been found in North America. Hesperonychus elizabethae is its name, and it was half the size of a modern-day house cat, and it ran around on two legs, hunting for insects and other small animals, like frogs and mammals, and it might even have eaten baby dinosaurs. Well, this is the discovery of two Canadian paleontologists, Nick Longrich from the University of Calgary and Philip Curry from the University of Alberta, and that's in their study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
So what did these mini dinosaurs look like?
They apparently looked a little bit like velociraptors, or miniature versions of velociraptors. And those were the guys that were made famous in the movie Jurassic Park. But they're quite a bit smaller than that. Their name, Hesperonychus, means western claw because they had razor-sharp, sickle-shaped claws on the end of their second toe. They were apparently about 50 centimetres tall. They had a thin, slender head and dagger-like teeth. They sound quite ferocious. And they lived in marshes and swamps that covered parts of Canada during the Cretaceous period, which ranged between 145 and 65 million years ago.
So did they only recently find these fossils?
Well, actually, they were originally collected in 1982, and the most important specimen was a pelvis bone collected by the well-known Canadian paleontologist Elizabeth Nichols, and she died in 2004, but it was after her that the dinosaur was named. But the bones remained in storage and really unstudied until Longrich came across them in 2007.
But how did the paleontologists know that these bones came from an adult instead of young dinosaurs that hadn't fully grown yet?
Well, originally they thought that these were the claws of young dinosaurs, but then when they found this pelvis bone and looked at it carefully, they found that the hip bones were fused, and that's something that only happens later in life once the animal is fully grown. Well, it turns out actually that these small carnivores were actually quite common, and it's a discovery that unveils just how, for the last 100 years, paleontologists have been missing a really important part of the ancient ecosystem that used to roam around in North America, and it raises the possibility that there could be even smaller meat eaters out there waiting to be found.
Thanks, Helen. Naked scientist Helen Scales reporting there on some of the latest scientific news from around the globe.
The Naked Scientist Newsflash, reacting to the world's best science.